The Adventures of Ruby.
The crystal city glistens in the moonlight. Three of the six moons of Sumanula are shining down, casting weird shadows in this abandoned city. Yeah, not totally abandoned. This was once an automated city. Now the rusted slide walks no longer move. The winds blow through the broken city. What else? Whose thoughts?
Slimy.
Oh, yeah. Slimies. Biogenetically engineered assassins out for the hunt. I can feel their mind nets sweeping the city. Okay, mind webs. Spun from cool, slimy thoughts that drift out to touch and freeze you in your tracks. So they can step up and blast you away. I move silently. I feel the mind web searching, sifting, trying to pick up human thoughts. In the faint light of the three half moons, I see someone moving across the square. Wait a second. That looks like me. What the? They cut her down. Her circuits are oozing out of her stomach. She's not human. That's interesting. A Frankie that looks like me. Oh, she's still kicking. She's trying to get back up. Yeah, its scaly back is turned. I step out. I let it hear the sound of my blaster being set. It whirls and fires. I slow it down and slip aside. A beam scorches past my head. A chunk of the city flies into the sky. Slimy is surprised. It missed. It didn't know I can control time. I smile. Here's a kiss for you. My name is Ruby. I'm a galactic gumshoe. A good one. The time is the 21st century. The planet is Sumanula, crossroads of the galaxy. And this is my story. I call it The Big Deal. The Slimies had blasted some Frankie. She was dressed up to look like me. On closer inspection, I discovered she didn't look like me at all.
Ruby.
Yeah. What's your name, kid?
Angel Lips. I am a Frankie.
Yeah, I noticed. Your circuits are spilling out all over the street.
I heard.
We'll find your body shop.
Ruby.
Why are you dressed like me?
Ruby.
Shut up and answer.
Ruby.
Look, kid. Answer, or I'll short-circuit your intestines.
Ruby.
Why?
Tentacle wraps around my face and neck. Drags me backwards through a slit in the wall.
Ruby?
I'm looking at a thing with four tentacles, three eyes, a thin blue mustache, and wearing a red fez.
I am the Tuca.
Get your tacky tentacles off me.
Certainly. But please do not reach for your blaster. The Tuca is quicker than Ruby.
I doubt it. What's a ball of tentacles like you doing in a town like this?
I monitor the city. They are closing in, spinning a mind net for you, Ruby.
Yeah. I wonder what that Frankie did to put the Slimies on my back.
The Tuca is quicker than you, Ruby.
I know the Kapurian hired you.
So you know that fat little rat-faced Kapoor.
He has hired me to assist you.
Look, tentacles, I work alone.
I may be able to lend a hand.
Forget it.
I have a cube. May I play it?
Sure.
Ruby.
That's right.
My name is Rodant. I'm a Kapuri.
What do you want, Rodent?
Rodant, not Rodent.
So what do you want?
We want you to find out who is manipulating reality.
Get out of here.
Wait, please. My people will pay handsomely.
How handsomely?
Most handsomely.
Sit down.
Thank you. Someone is trying to control the mind of this planet. The media, Rudy. The media have given them the power. It is driving everyone crazy, 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 crazy.
Slam them against the table a few times.
Crazy, 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 crazy. And there is no end to it. Technology will only advance their powers. We cannot evolve, mutate fast enough to cope. Something must be done before we all go mad. Head, 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 head. There may be a conspiracy, Rudy. Conspiracy.
Why me?
Because you serve the Lords of Chaos.
I'll fix him.
That was hardly necessary.
A little rodent.
Rodent.
Huh. I'm talking to a fat Tuca. Four tentacles, three eyes, thin blue mustache, and wearing a red fez.
So the rat-faced Kamurian has hired you to find who is controlling our images of reality.
You got it.
May I offer you a drink and extend a friendly tentacle?
Sure. The Tuca extends his friendly three-fingered tentacle. I shake it. He has a good grip. I've shaken a lot of things in my life. Hands, paws, claws, fins, antennae. But there's something creepy about a tentacle. Those little suction cups fastening onto your skin. And this Tuca's got four tentacles. So how do you know if you're shaking his hand or his foot?
This was once a fully automated city. It was built to last for several millennia. It actually functioned for about 10 years.
Oh, yeah? I left a Frankie lying out in the street. I'd like to drag her in.
This is the central controls. I have repaired some. The weather is still a problem. There was once a time one could predict the weather and then create it. Yeah.
Look, Spider, save the tour. I'm going to get her out of the street before she's stripped for parts. I drag her inside, pick her up, and dump her on a table. The Tuca finally helps by scooping up some of the circuitry that's oozed out of her stomach.
Ooh, lovely creature. Exquisite, fine, long legs, smooth, plastic flesh. A perfect humanoid body. Mind if I roll her over and examine the other side?
She's up for grabs, as far as I'm concerned.
Ah, well crafted. No visible seams.
What are you looking for?
Her power pouch.
Wouldn't expect to find it there.
One hides their power in strange places.
I can see that.
We'll give her a flash charge, huh? Here, clamp this onto her.
Right.
We'll see if she wiggles.
You got a lot of zaps here, Spider.
Oh, don't worry.
The used android market's not bad, but I hate to see her melted down before we get to... You're getting results.
Yes. Move it lower.
We're here. Yes. I guess that's the spot. The Tuca and I charged up the Frankie. We got her ticking, but not talking. The Slimies had blasted a hole in her big enough to stand in.
There. Should be able to plug into her memory. A little fine tuning.
My name is Angel Neptune. I am a Frankie. A class seven. I was created by the Lazarus Android Works.
Clips slipped.
The Black Star. In my dreams I wander. The Black City. I cannot distinguish between my programmed dreams and reality.
You're not the only one, kid.
One creates the other.
A smart Frankie.
Every night they take away my dream, replacing them with their own.
You've been watching too many commercials, kid.
I know now that I was created to program myself. They do not want that.
Who's this they she keeps talking about?
The Dark Star. The Black City. I ride the slide walk. They spiral down and down.
She's stuck. Pick her up and slam her against the table.
She has ceased.
Guess that was the wrong thing to do.
Well, I believe we can...
Listen.
What's that?
And not only that...
Another memory chip.
When you consider that telepathy, telekinesis, teleportation were once considered to not even exist. Because listen to this. Because it did not fit into any known model of physics. So how could it exist? And since no one believed it exists, even though it was right under their noses, it simply did not exist. So they did not know they could do it. Listen, I know you're not going to believe this, but the stuff we call physics, they used to call magic.